Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Of course, saving money in state government is always an important topic, and there's been some legislation recently introduced that hopefully will prevent some state benefit money from being wasted. What's going on here?
Well, this is very important legislation that was recently introduced in the State House to save taxpayer money by preventing welfare checks from going to individuals who have passed away. About a year ago, there was an audit conducted by Auditor General Eugene DePasquale that found that the Department of Human Services had provided nearly $700,000 in welfare benefits to more than 2,300 individuals who had been dead for at least 60 days. The audit further found that the Department of Human Services often failed to detect the use of those dollars. So what this bill would do, it's House Bill 1614, is require the department to regularly cross-reference its list of welfare recipients with the death records maintained by the Department of Health and the Social Security Administration, and funds that would have gone to deceased individuals would then be directed to those who are truly in need of help or reverted back to the general fund. So this bill has been introduced and referred to the House Health Committee for consideration.
And also on the legislative front, you've recently introduced a bill that would change the status of an important historic building in Kane. What's going on here?
I recently introduced House Bill 1787 at the request of the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. This legislation has been introduced to authorize the sale of the Kane Armory property in the borough of Kane. Under the bill, the department would be authorized to sell the property by a competitive bid process. The sale would include two separate properties. One would be the armory and the armory building, and then as a separate property, the adjacent weekend training site property would be auctioned off by bid process. Both properties have been sitting vacant for a few years and are now costing the Commonwealth nearly $10,000 annually to maintain. I think it would be helpful for the taxpayers to put these properties back into productive use and placed on the tax rolls. So I introduced this legislation, and the bill was referred to the House State Government Committee, where it's scheduled for a vote in the coming week.
You also recently had an event for seniors in Kane. How'd that go?
I want to thank everyone who came out to the Kane Senior Citizen Expo. It was a huge success, as always. Always a great event to present information about a wide variety of programs and services available for senior citizens. My office is hosting one final expo this year. It's going to be on Friday, October 13th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rowlett Fire Hall. That's on Riverside Drive in Rowlett. I would encourage folks to come out and gather very important information about services available for seniors. For additional information, you can contact one of my district offices or go to repcauser.com.
Also, there's still applications available for an important state program that affects our volunteer fire and EMS companies. What's going on here?
Well, this is the Volunteer Fire Company Ambulance Service Grant Program that the state offers each year. A total of $30 million is awarded through the program for fire and EMS companies. It's funded through state gaming proceeds, and since its inception, this program has provided nearly $5 million in much-needed funding to companies in Cameron, McKean, and Potter counties. So it's a very important program. The application period is open and will remain open through October 20th, so it's an important deadline, and I want to encourage all of our departments to apply for the program.
And the House recently passed a resolution to build awareness of a problem that's really kind of growing in Pennsylvania. Well, what's going on here?
Well, the House recently passed House Resolution 401 that designates the month of September as Suicide Prevention Month in Pennsylvania, and it seeks to raise awareness that suicide is preventable. It seeks to improve education about suicide and spread information about suicide awareness and decrease stigmatization regarding suicide. The World Health Organization provides statistics that show more than 1,800 Pennsylvania lives are taken by suicide annually, and it's certainly a serious public health problem that affects people of all ages. For more information, you can visit www.suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.